You are listening to the Daily Treasure Podcast, produced by Mark Inc. Ministries. Today's devotional is called, "No, My Lord." Today's treasure. But Hannah answered, "No, my Lord, I am a woman troubled in spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I have been pouring out my soul before the Lord." 1 Samuel 1:15. Hannah's story teaches us so much about being a life giver rather than a life taker. Remember how distraught Hannah was during the family dinner? Her agony over her childlessness was obvious to Elkanah, who tried to comfort her with his love. Many believe that Hannah did not complain to Elkanah about her sister wife, Peninnah, because he did not mention his second wife's mean-spirited words, but instead identified her empty womb as the source of Hannah's grief and unhappiness. I admit, if I were in Hannah's shoes, I am pretty confident I would be complaining to my husband about Peninnah's taunts. I would demand that he do something to stop her. Remember the story of Sarah and Hagar? Sarah gave Hagar to her husband Abraham as a surrogate to bear Abraham's child. Read Genesis 16 for the full story. Once Hagar was pregnant, she taunted and tormented Sarah. Sarah blames Abraham for her unhappiness. Abraham reacts like any red-blooded male and tells Sarah to do whatever she wants to Hagar. Sarah is no life giver in this story. She mistreats Hagar to the point that Hagar takes her child and runs away. Be honest, do you understand Sarah's rage and hateful response? Contrast Hannah with Sarah in the way they each deal with the mean-spirited, jealous woman. There's no record of Hannah striking back at Peninnah, no record of her demanding that her husband Elkanah fix this. We get another glimpse of Hannah's default mode when Eli the priest accuses her of drunken behavior. Now put yourself in Hannah's shoes. Year after year, Hannah faithfully worshiped God with her family. Year after year, she returned to worship as a childless wife. How do you think that childlessness affected her view of herself in the culture that considered children a mark of blessing? Year after year, her sister wife taunts and torments her, challenging her about her womanhood and maybe tempting her to question God's goodness. Hannah has hit the wall and runs to the temple, where she pours out all the deep griefs and pleads with God to give her a son. Eli the priest condemns her behavior. What is your auto response to such an unfair declaration about your character? As Hannah's emotions poured out of her like water, her body writhed in pain. Eli speaks words I am confident he wishes he could take back. Eli took her to be a drunken woman, and Eli said to her, "How long will you go on being drunk? Put your wine away from you." 1 Samuel 1:13-14. For many of us, these words would be fighting words, but not for Hannah. Hannah's response once more reflects a woman deeply in love with her God. She doesn't strike out at Eli or demand an apology for comparing her to his own worthless priest sons. Hannah models for me how to put to death emotions that are out of control and to speak truth calmly and forcefully. Hannah speaks respectfully. "No, my Lord, I am a woman troubled in spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I have been pouring out my soul before the Lord. Do not regard your servant as a worthless woman, for all along I have been speaking out of my great anxiety and vexation." 1 Samuel 1:15-16. Hannah does not tell Eli about her longing for a child, or that she made a vow that she would bring her firstborn son back to God's house if God gave her the desires of her heart. It seems something in her countenance, her words, and her response moved Eli to believe her words. He blesses her with words that encourage her to trust God with her pleas. I love how what could have been a nasty altercation between Hannah and the priest Eli results in a sweet blessing for Hannah. Then Eli answered, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition that you have made to him." And she said, "Let your servant find favor in your eyes." Then the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad. 1 Samuel 1:17 and 18. Hannah's love for God shaped her response to Eli's unfair exhortation. Does this vignette bring to mind a sticky situation in your own life where you need to speak truth as Hannah did, but in a way that does not accuse, inflame, or turn a small altercation into a nasty, out-of-control emotional explosion? Oh Lord, we want to fall more in love with you so that our auto response to difficult people and unfair allegations is respectful and truthful. For some of us, this is a foreign concept. May we seek forgiveness for those times when we missed an opportunity to be life givers rather than life takers.
Friends, thanks so much for joining us on this pilgrimage fueled by hope. And I know that many of you are experiencing sorrow and grief. And I know that because of the notes that you send to us. And I want you to know that we pray for you as we get your notes, and we encourage you to send us more. We live in a broken world. And sometimes we need more than what our friends can do for us in the middle of a crisis or broken relationships. And that's why we started Anchored Hope, an online biblical counseling service. Anchored Hope offers Christ-centered, theologically driven counseling that understands the human condition through the lens of Scripture, not secular psychology. Anchored Hope seeks to be clinically informed in order to best communicate and care for all clients. The counselors and staff of Anchored Hope aim to offer compassionate care that addresses a person's heart and to find tangible solutions to navigating life in a fallen world in Christ-like ways. You can learn more about Anchored Hope online biblical counseling by going to markinc.org, click the Anchored Hope link, choose a counselor, and make an online appointment. Friends, life is full of difficulties. Getting biblical help should not be one of them. Again, go to markinc.org where you can learn more about Anchored Hope biblical online counseling. Thanks so much for joining us, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow.